Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we are here to talk about the blueprint or just how a best-selling online course layout would look like. So, what is that course that most people like and expect out of the offer? And of course, I have to say that there are many variations. There are many ways how to build your offer. And as long as you are very clear about what it is that they are getting, you'll be perfectly fine. And if you're keeping in mind your user experience and you're providing what is aligned with what they need, right? It's gonna be perfectly fine. However, I did want to create this episode to talk about some common expectations. And this is based on a poll that I do regularly. So for several years, I've been doing Instagram poll where I ask my audience what are their preferences in several different categories. And here I want to go through those preferences and talk about that expectation when they enroll in an online course. And maybe I have to say, like, the word expectation is not really correct because, as I mentioned, you are the one setting the expectation, right? But this would be their preference. That would be more correct. This would be their preference if they can choose what they are receiving. Now let's talk about how a best-selling course would look like. First of all, the good old question, how long should be your lessons? This is probably one of the main things most first-time course creators want to know, and especially my clients when they come to me. This is like one of those baseline questions. What is that expectation? And here the numbers are following. 88% people prefer shorter but more lessons versus longer but fewer. So you will always be focusing on creating shorter lessons where you can. And the exact number of this will really depend on your content, right? I'm not here to like force you to do 5 or 10 minute lessons if it just makes perfect sense for you to do them a bit longer. However, on average, like up to 15-20 minute lessons is the perfect range. And if you can do them shorter, like if it works for you to do them like 5 to 10 minutes, that might be the sweet spot. However, there are topics and there are experiences where it just makes perfect sense to have those lessons longer as well, especially if you're showing how to do something, you don't really want to interrupt that customer experience, right? If they're doing something along with you, you don't want to cut these lessons in like 5 minutes and 5 minutes and then they have to like pause and like restart the lesson and whatnot. So it really depends on that experience. But if you are providing like answers to specific steps or questions or specific insights, it's usually better to divide your content in shorter but more lessons versus longer but fewer. Now, the next question is, should you drip your course content? Now, this is a bit of a tricky one, right? Because it will really, again, depend on the content you're providing. And if you are creating some type of a learning experience, like 3 month journey or like few weeks, or, you know, there's that specific timeline, it just might make more sense for you to drip the content, to open the lessons eventually, right? Every new week, there are a few new lessons, like a new module opening. But to answer this question in numbers, 83% say that all course content should be available right away. But again, I have to say that this one is on you. If you want to pace that user experience, and if it's important that your students first go through specific tasks before they move on, then dripping the content might make perfect sense. But if you're doing it just because you want to, and there isn't really like a reasoning behind it, then I would definitely suggest you to release everything right away, especially if you have that content ready. Often we do drip content if you're still working on the content yourself. So if that's the case, it's also perfectly fine. Just make sure that your students actually know what they're signing up for and that they will not receive full content right away. Now, the next question is how to present your course content. And here I was offering the following options: slides with the presenter window, so with the small talking head, slides only with the voiceover, so there's slide, there's a voiceover, but we don't really see you, or the talking head videos without the slides, which means it's just you talking and there are no slides present whatsoever. So here, 83% have voted for the slides with the presenter window, which means the slides with the talking head. Now, this is also my personal suggestion in most cases because it provides the visual material of the slide, but it also gives that additional bonus of you actually being present in the video. But again, I have to say that it depends on you. If you are struggling with the idea of recording yourself, or you feel like it will just take you too much time to get that content done, I would suggest you to do the slides with the voiceover. Ultimately, the learning experience is very similar, but it can be more entertaining if your students can actually see you. So if that's an option, go for the slides with a small talking head video. It's just like more fun. But if it does feel like an uphill battle for you to record these, choose any other type of a video. As for the next question, we have the following. Should you add interactive elements to your course? This means, for example, workbooks, any quizzes they can take, or anything else that they can actually do with the content. And here, 54% of people are fine if the course has no interactive elements. So if you're not adding anything extra, it's perfectly fine. They are here for the content, right? If they do need to make some specific notes or if they do need to take some specific action steps, they can do that even if you haven't provided those elements. I usually say that adding worksheets or quizzes or anything else is really just a bonus to the course, especially if your learning experience, like if what you're teaching doesn't specifically require that, it's perfectly fine to skip it for your first launch and later consider adding it on. Now, another important question is having live coaching or live Q&A sessions a must for your course. Now, here we're also looking at different student experiences, right? Evergreen courses, so courses that you're just creating and, you know, selling on repeat, they will not provide live experiences by default. So if that is what you are creating and offering, your students will not specifically expect that live interaction. However, on the other side, we have like live group coaching programs, and obviously there that live element will play a role. But on average, 57% of the people are saying that having live interaction is not all that important. So we're really going 50-50 here. There will always be a crowd that really wants or prefers that live coaching or live elements. And there will always be a bunch who will just not even show up, even if you have them, right? And again, like just like with everything, it really just depends on the type of course you're providing and what will make the most sense for your specific audience. And the last question is the following: would you prefer having one-on-one support or group coaching in a course? So for example, if you as a creator, you're thinking about adding value, you want to sell that offer for a higher price and you would prefer to add something to their experience. So here's what the numbers are saying about that. 61% of people would prefer having one-on-one support versus group coaching, which I would guess is expected because you can kind of get more from that one-on-one experience. You get more personalized attention. However, it's important to remember that there are plenty of different ways to provide that one-on-one support. It doesn't mean that you have to like be always available, right? You can do things like office days where they can like check in with you, ask their questions, share the work they have done. Similar like we're doing in your Course Creation membership, where I'm doing Friday Telegram chats where you can always chat with me on Fridays. I'm always available, always there, always answering, right? While on other days, I'm focusing on other things, right? So if you do want to offer some type of one-on-one support, just consider what will work for you as well. And at the same time, again, I have to reference the simple fact that it really depends on your experience and what you are creating. There might be some type of offers where group coaching actually is more valuable because you are gathering people in that group space, and they can not only learn from you, but they can also learn from each other along the way. I hope this inspired you to start working on your next product, and it gave you a vision to follow for your next offer. This will be it for this episode. If you do have any questions or comments, you can always reach out to me on Instagram @CourseCreationLab, and I'll see you in the next episode.